This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Captain John Reagan is with us for both hours today. And Kyle Harris, a USA Prepares instructor, called in during the last part of hour number one. And here's a question that I'd like to ask John Reagan on behalf of Kyle and some of the other instructors, me included. John, when you think about the currencies and the risk associated with holding currencies, the risk associated with having digits and so forth, what about tangibles? Are we better off not having currencies? For example, if we think we need some device for, in my case, it would be for the farm, would I be better off with the digits if I had them in a bank account, or would I be better off with the tools to continue farming?
The way I put this for everybody is the gold and silver are good for maintaining value, and that's good for that ramp-up time period that you see in the charts from the past, like Weimar Germany. So if you want to put aside enough money to do things like pay for your mortgage or pay for your property taxes, and know that you have that covered for 2 or 3 years with gold or silver, I think that's great. However, once we get to the other side and there's no supply chain, that's when gold and silver aren't going to be worth anything for a while. At that point, it's when you want all those tangibles. And like I brought up before, salt's one of those. That's just, other products that are very necessary for life and health that we want to have a supply of. It's important that you have skills as well, being able to raise your own food, having access to water, whether that's through a well or by catching rainwater. And either way, you're probably going to want to filter it because you have no idea what's gotten into the water, even if it's from a well. And the even beyond that is, a person, a couple, there's just too much to do by yourself. You really need a community, especially if you haven't been doing this for a number of years. There's too much to learn. You need to have people that already have experience with, raising crops and raising animals and knowing especially what to do when things go wrong. Because you can learn a lot in a short period of time about how to do things when things go right. It's kind of like driving a car. If you're driving a car on a straight road with no traffic, it's not too hard. If you're driving a car on ice and fog with a lot of traffic, it's a little bit more challenging. And it takes experience, and unfortunately, sometimes in that experience, you get banged up. The thing is, with what's coming, you can't afford to get banged up because a mistake, once the poop hits the props, becomes deadly. Making that same mistake right now is just costly.
You were talking about mistakes, and I was thinking as you're saying it, over the weekend, I had a flat tire on one of our pieces of farm equipment. No big deal. We've got a compressor there. We've had it for many, many years. And so I just took the valve cap off, unscrewed that little black cap, and the valve was leaking. Now, One little tire valve can shut down the operation of that piece of equipment. One little tire valve. And they're about 10 cents a piece, literally. I'm talking about inside the valve. Tire valve is this little stem, and you can replace this little valve. It just unscrews if you have one of those valve caps that has the tool attached to the end of it. Well, so one little part like that is a huge problem. And so I went to put air in the other tires, and it wasn't just one. It seems to be that particular vintage, that model tire valve leaks, you know, at a specified age. That's the kind of problems that I can see happening, where we can be shut down by just a little tiny part, that 10-cent part in the supply chain if we can't get them. That's a huge problem. Now, fortunately, I had them. I bought 80 of them. I bought 80 tire valves, you know, a while ago. It was about $20 to replace all the tire valves and stems and caps on all of our equipment here at the farm. And I had to do it. Do I want to do that? No. But I had to do that because I will be out of business for the lack of a tire that holds air. And I had to buy tire plugs because the tires are failing. I was looking at one of the... I got one of our lawnmowers working. It's a Cub Cadet Model 102 from 1962. That's our lawnmower. It's over 50 years old. Original tires. The original tires. How much longer they're going to last? I don't know. I might get another year or two out of them. That's it. But can you imagine that? Tires are 50 years old on my lawnmower. The lawnmower is 50 years old. And, John, this parts, I keep talking about parts, they're getting harder to get. They're getting more expensive. And they're getting harder to find, more expensive. And they're failing. It's a problem. It really is. And on the other side, when the collapse gets in, speeds up even more, and the supply chain is all but gone, it's going to be really tough to do anything. One 10-cent tire valve will stop a car. One, just one, will stop a car, and that will clog the roadway. And then you have to get around that, right? If yours still works. I wish I could see a lot of good news ahead of us, John. I just don't see it. I see just more and more and more problems. And I look at what's happening with China and how almost everything comes from China today. And who did that? That would be the Clintons. The Clintons were really big in making, well, Nixon too. All the presidents since Nixon have embraced China. They've done a great job. They put us out of business.
In so many ways, you know, look at would China sell us what we need if we have to go to war with China? That's kind of the situation. You know, our military uniforms, from what I understand, come from China. Our industries have just been destroyed. You know, Obama's put the nail in the coffin of coal, which is then needed to make steel. Steel is already in bad shape. All of those things you need to produce munitions in order just to survive a war. The lead mines have been shut down. All we have left is what we recycle from batteries. And what that translates to when you look at it from a military point of view, it means you either have to go nuclear or face defeat. And neither one of those options is very good.
I just looked up the price of car batteries just now. About $111 to $112 for, you know, a battery that I might buy here, an automotive battery here at the farm. John, those are the same batteries that used to be $34.95 when I lived in Virginia. Same technology, same plastic case, same size. Four times the price. And because we don't have the lead mines in this country the way we used to, the only thing that can happen is if we can continue on the same consumption rate, and if the lead acid batteries fail after 3 or 4 years as they do, the only thing that can happen is the price will go up. It's the only thing that can happen. As the battery prices have been going up.
Man. Now, before we run out of this segment, I do want to get the topic off of me, so I just want to go in and say thank you for everybody that has sent me a birthday present. It's really helped between that and a wonderful gift we got from somebody at our church. I don't even know who they are. It was anonymous. That should mean that we won't have any problem with our June rent. So we've got basically 2 months to try and get our lives back to normal. Where Becky's got a temp job, and while that doesn't replace the income she did have, it's more than what unemployment would have been. So that's a plus. We thought it was only going to be about a week's worth of assignment, but they fired some people Friday, so we're thinking her assignment's going to go 2 to 3 weeks on that. She's getting interviews. In fact, she has some today to go to. So things are looking promising. And like I say, thanks to those that helped. That's really taken a lot of stress off in what is, you know, obviously a stressful situation. And I do appreciate that.
John, when you and I connect in the morning, we get a standing line. It's something like, is it Monday already, right? That's when you and I talk just before the broadcast. What did you say to me this morning?
This is the last Monday I'm going to do this on in April.
Yeah. Class, I just wanted to have you realize that this is the last Monday he's going to have with us in April, and that's because it is the last Monday. But imagine if he just left the last part of that sentence off. This is the last Monday I'm going to be able to do with you. Imagine that. So thank you for helping Captain John Reagan through this rough patch, and if you choose to help him a little bit more, that'd be great, because you just got a reprieve. There's no final fix to this, John, that I've heard yet. You're working on it. You just need a hand up, right?
Yeah, it's been painful for me. My last corporate paycheck was December 31st, 2009. I used to make over $70,000 a year, and I've had no paycheck since. And, the likelihood for me of earning anything is not looking good.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John, just to put an exclamation point on what you're saying, there's a post on the internet. It's the economic collapse blog.com. Michael Snyder wrote this yesterday, April 24th, 2016. In one out of every five American families, nobody has a job. If nobody is working in one out of every five U.S. families, then how in the world can the unemployment rate be close to 5% as the Obama administration keeps insisting? The truth, of course, is that the U.S. economy is in far worse condition than we are being told. Okay, that's in this post. That agrees completely, John, with what we've been talking about here for years.
And it's not getting any better. In fact, let's go ahead and pick up the next article, Peabody Bankrupt. And I didn't even put up the article about Sun Edison declaring bankruptcy. There gets to be so many to choose from nowadays. Peabody is the largest United States coal company. Because of them declaring bankruptcy, the taxpayers may be on hook now for $1.4 billion in cleanup costs. So, in addition to those costs that we may see because of the government side of things, we just spent last hour talking about pension plans having problems. When you see these companies declare bankruptcy, and some of them are going out of business, some are remaining in business at a lower capacity. And even in those, a lot of the debt has been done away with. So who owns that debt? a lot of that is being held by pension funds. So when you see the bond section of the pension funds, bankruptcies hurt there because the value of the bonds has gone down or all the way to nothing in some cases. And then the flip side is when a company declares bankruptcy, the stock value goes down quite a bit. So if these pension funds are holding stock in the company, that means they've lost a lot of value in that stock, and quite possibly to less than what they paid for it. So when you read these bankruptcies, it cascades in costs.
And you're talking about Sun Edison. That was one of the fastest growing U.S. renewable energy companies. And they had assets of about a little over $20 billion, liabilities of a little over $16 billion as of September 30th. And as you said, their share price was cut in half as a result of the bankruptcy report. So here we have a company in the solar aisle of business, and they're having trouble. And it was one of the fastest growing companies. So you're absolutely right, John.
And it's not good in energy, whether it's oil, coal, or solar. And just to put a bigger picture on this, the next one, look at the business sales. That's the first chart that's in this article. I don't really care that much about the rest of the article, but you can click into that chart. It will bring up a larger one. And you see it went down a little bit back, early this century. And that's where we had the recession around 2001. Things then recovered up until the crisis 2008. And then business sales tanked. And then with QE and everything else, they started going up basically at the same velocity that they were before. You can see the slope on them roughly the same. Then it starts tailing off and tailing off. And then in 2014, it reached a peak, and now it's got a definite trend downwards. So if total business sales are going down, that pretty much comes to the bottom line. And there's not too many ways. Well, I guess there are a few ways they can play with this, but in real life terms, there's not too many ways you can deal with that. You have to cut costs, which ends up translating into the employees, or you buy back shares, in which case your earnings per share looks good, even though you didn't have the earnings.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. Bisla Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bspa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about BuySellMakeOffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to BuySellMakeOffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, how many phone calls does it take to get satisfaction from these companies like CenturyLink? They have been misbilling us for so long. I think we're on our third or fourth month. Call after call after call we make takes 45 minutes per call. The plan is to see if we give up. Well, how many calls does it take? I don't know, because we haven't finished with them yet. And how many calls does it take to get Troy Bill to send us replacement tines for these cheap Chinese tines that are on our Super Bronco? Absolute piece of junk, Troy Bilt. How many calls did they? I don't know, because I haven't gotten the tines, and I haven't finished calling them yet. So it's call after call after call, and each call takes 45 minutes. That's, John, when you talk about what are these companies doing, because they're trying to slash costs. Well, I think they're slashing costs by overbilling us. I think they're slashing, I think they're recovering by, or attempting to recover by overcharging us. I think they are trying to recover these costs by, and these revenue shortfalls, by not fulfilling their warranty obligations. Those are two things that I see happening right now. Class,
and on
is that happening
to you? The front side of that is they're making cheaper products.
Absolutely. The Troy-built Super Bronco that we've talked about on this broadcast, you go to use it and the handle breaks because the handle is not of sufficient strength to operate this equipment. Ours is bent. And you would think they'd say, oh, Mr. Finelli, I'm so sorry. Would it be okay if we send that to you? And how about if we send you a $20 check in order to cover for the cost of having somebody install that? We're so sorry that happens. No, if you look on the internet, these handles are really cheap. It's a Chinese piece of junk, this Troy-built Super Bronco. The tines break in loose soil. It is not the same company it used to be. Troy-built used to be a great company. Not anymore. So that's just one more piece of anecdotal evidence, John. It's frustrating. It's frustrating being a customer today. It really is. These products are painted to look really nice. They've got interesting styling. But underneath that paint and that styling is typically a substandard product. At least that's my opinion.
And let me try and finish up on this chart so we can move on. There's shaded areas there that show recessions. So you've got the one in 2001. You got the one, 2008. And you'll see that once the total business sales, in the case of 2001, starts going down within a few months, they declared a recession. It was after it went down that it was already in a recession this last time. And here we've been in this declining total business sales for almost 2 years. And, of course, the economy's great. We're not in a recession. And the reason being, if you remember, nearly a year ago, they revised the way they calculated GDP. And I think if you were not manipulating GDP the way they were, but you'd probably have a pretty high correlation between GDP and total business sales. But since they've redone that calculation to keep the GDP positive, that means we don't have the definition of a recession because you have to have negative GDP growth for 2 quarters in a row. And the rule of thumb I've seen, if you subtract 3% from what they publish, that's closer to the way it used to be. And using that metric, we've been in a recession for some time now. And let me just finish off financial unemployment so we can move on. There's so many other things. I've got an article on the semiconductor industry and how it tells the real story of GDP as a leading indicator, and in employment, Intel, the big chip maker, lays off 12,000 people, which is a big part of their workforce. So it's just more peddling fiction, as the president would say. How about we move down to the health section? There's a couple of things I want to get to there. We now have a study that shows that DNA from GMOs can pass directly into humans. Now, that's that's disturbing too. We've already talked about how there's technology, specifically CRISPR, that they can use to modify your DNA. And not just your DNA. If you're young enough to have kids, it can modify the germ DNA so it ends up in all your descendants as well. And what I'd learned several years ago from Dr. Jerry Tennant here in the Dallas area is that the GMOs also change the DNA in your gut bacteria. And why is that important? Well, if you remember, the first bit of GMOs that came out were Roundup resistant, so that you could spray the crops, you know, heavily with Roundup and not kill them. Well, the second round of GMOs that came out had the, you know, Roundup built into the crops so that you didn't have to apply so much Roundup. Well, that DNA that creates the Roundup in the plants ends up contaminating the DNA in your gut so that now your gut bacteria is producing Roundup. Isn't that great? And on top of that, this is a CRISPR-related article. They've got genetically modified mushrooms, and because it's not considered, you know, for some reason modifying the genetics, they're bypassing the USDA regulations, and you'll never know what you're eating has been modified.
John, these, as far as I know, these mushrooms are identical looking to the non-modified mushrooms, right?
That's right.
So you go to a restaurant, and the restaurant says, so how does it taste? Well, lately, John, I try to avoid going to restaurants. I really do. Try to avoid all of them. And I got to tell you, I don't feel right if I eat food at a restaurant lately. My stomach just doesn't feel right. But I don't have those problems when I'm home. So either it's the oils, the fats, the GMO, whatever it is, it doesn't work well for me. So I avoid it. And I wonder how many other people are finding the same thing. So if you are, make note of it and talk to your family about that. But it's getting tougher. It's getting tougher. And so over the weekend, John, we planted our blueberries. We built a raised bed garden for blueberries. Built a raised bed garden for strawberries. We have a total of 4 raised beds now right now. And we used pallets and pallets of concrete blocks we bought, you know, over the years at pennies on the dollar. Leftovers. So I suggest that, class, if you want to plant some fruit trees, get it done. If you want to plant your garden, get it done right now. Back to you, Tom.
Yeah, it's really important that you know where your food comes from. You know, ideally, you know, raise what you can yourself. But to understand, you know, where it comes from, and when you go to the grocery store, you have no idea what they've done to it. And unfortunately, the grocery store is the only option I have right now. But moving on to the bigger picture, I found a disturbing article, and I've entitled the link UNESCO Anti-Semite. UNESCO, which is UN, decided to declare the Temple Mount in Jerusalem as an exclusive Muslim holy place. And this article includes a link to the adopted resolution, so you can check and see that the background on this. It's not just a you know, bit of made up news on the web. And you wonder, well, that incite some problems in the Middle East now that we don't have enough to take care of there. And the one behind it, I know a number of you tune into the Suspicious Observers channel on YouTube. It has a great, you know, typically 5 or 6 minute update every morning on the solar weather and how that affects Earth. And he put out a 20-minute video a few days ago, April 20th, and I've got the link for that video there. The number one risk to Earth, and we have talked about what CMEs can do to our grid, and what's disturbing about what we're seeing is the Earth's magnetism has been going down for a number of years, and which is not out of the ordinary. It happens before we have a magnetic pole shift. That doesn't necessarily mean the physical pole shift, but the magnetic poles move around. And with that weakened magnetic field, which serves as our shield, it turns out that we might not need an X10 or X20 to really cause a lot of havoc on Earth. As our shields go down, it can be a much milder storm, one that our shields would normally protect us from. But, and the other side of that too is those types of storms happen a whole lot more often than those extreme X-class storms.
John, just something as simple as just one item failing, traffic lights. What would happen if these solar storms just affected one thing, traffic lights, and they stopped working? Can you imagine the chaos of just that? Just that. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24/7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, if your doctor wants you to have a stress test, you can avoid all that. Just call Troy Bilt. Call Troy Bilt, and I waited the last during the entire break to talk to someone, and all I did was get through the prompts on the automated response system and got to talk to no one, but I was on hold. That's what Troy Bilt is like, and that's just a typical example of what's wrong with the United States of America. John, please continue.
Well, let me skip an article, go to Shaking Up the Supply Chain. And this gets into the problem with the just-in-time supply chain that we have. There's typically enough on there to allow for short-term disruptions of maybe a week or two because, you know, things do happen. You know, whether it's a flood or a strike or whatever. But when you get something more serious, and the southern island of Japan has had something more serious with a swarm of quakes, including, I don't remember, it's two or three significant quakes. One of the key suppliers for Toyota is down there. And since they can't get anything from that supplier, Toyota is shutting down 26 assembly lines because of that. Now, just imagine the grid goes down, whether it's for the country or worldwide. The supply chain starts collapsing immediately. And you know, any one piece can stop the next one.
John, let me. I've got some anecdotal evidence about that. I met this man in Virginia back in the 90s, and he had a farm, and he had this run-down old building on his farm, and he was making lamp holders for the auto industry. And when I say lamp holders, I'm talking about these holders that you insert your light bulbs in. So, for example, it could be a tail light holder, it could be a dome light holder, but you would put the bulb in there and this lamp holder would secure that bulb and had a couple of wires on it. And this man made these in his factory, which is in an old rundown building on a farm in rural Virginia. And he could make them, but the automotive industry would not accept them in bulk. He had to deliver them in a just-in-time inventory fashion. And sometimes he would have to hire an airplane to fly to Detroit with, you know, a couple boxes of these lamp holders because they wouldn't let him ship them early. So we have a just-in-time inventory system. I know the guy who had that factory, and I fully understand what you're saying. So Toyota doesn't make everything that goes in a Toyota. And they are at the mercy of these suppliers. So if it takes 1,000 parts to make a vehicle, and you have 999, you can't ship those vehicles. It's as simple as that. This is a huge problem, John.
Would you like breaks with that?
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about it could be as simple as not having a delivery of the... Let's say you're in the electronics business, and you don't have the boxes, the finished product boxes, or the packing material for the finished product, or the instruction manual, or the power cord. It could be as simple as that. We'll ship you that power cord later. Doesn't work too well. And that's how the world is running right now. Just look at your stores and look at the empty shelves. You'll see the evidence of what we've been talking about. It's right there in front of you. Supermarkets and other stores. They don't have everything that they used to have.
The article before that I've entitled The Next Generation.
Yeah.
Japan's next generation of farmers could be robots. Same thing here in the United States. We've also talked about doctor shortages. Think artificial intelligence and robots, not people.
Yeah, Cox Hospital in Springfield, Missouri, they're looking for a dermatologist. They don't have one. They don't have a dermatologist in the entire hospital system at Cox in Springfield, Missouri. They're thinking it might take a year or two to get one. They're looking for one right now. You're absolutely right, John. John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us, sharing your research. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.